Our commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion starts with our supplier partnerships.
We're asking you to expand your lens and partner with us to create opportunities for our diverse suppliers.
And ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to succeed regardless of size or background.
Which is why we must be intentional. Be intentional about bringing diversity, equity, and inclusion into our goals and to our day-to-day opportunities.
We invite you to join us in creating a more inclusive environment, a more inclusive culture.
Welcome to Compass Group's Diversity Matters. This series is intended to give us all the opportunity to connect through conversation with the incredible women and minority business owners who create many of the products we use and serve every day. Whether you're a chef, a manager, a client, or a customer, each one of us can actively support the growth and success of our diverse suppliers. In their voice, in their words, we invite you to be part of their story. Hi, this is Compass Group's Laura Moore, welcoming you to the second episode of Diversity Matters, Driving Equity Through Conversation. Joining us today is Anna Hammond, CEO and founder of Matriarch Foods, a company making it easy to waste less food, save time in the kitchen, and add more healthy deliciousness to large-scale meal programs. Anna, we are so excited you're here today. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. Looking forward to the conversation.
As we all are, yes. Yeah. So, all right, Anna, all Compass units, all of them are encouraged to buy your product, which is significant. Matriarch is a proud, diverse supplier, right, with you being a WMOB, woman-owned business. You have a mission of sustainability by diverting waste from landfills, fully contracted and supported by Foodbuy. I mean, these are all significant boxes checked off. Let's start off. Tell us what inspired you to start Matriarch.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have this conversation. Before launching Matriarch, I built a healthy eating program for youth and families living in public housing in New York City. And the number of people living in public housing in New York make it the 10th largest city in the United States. And a large percentage of the people we worked with face food insecurity and have diet-related illnesses. So part of that program involved bringing children to a farm in upstate New York. And we started brokering relationships between small and mid-scale farmers to donate their surplus to the program to create greater access to healthy ingredients. Farmers received a tax credit for their donations, and families were able to access more fresh vegetables. But this just didn't take it far enough for me. There is such a huge desire for healthier foods, and there's so much farm surplus with no logistics for aggregating, transporting, and processing. So food is being wasted in staggering volumes, as we all know. And COVID, of course, has only highlighted and exacerbated these conditions. Mm-hmm. Farmers really need income for all they grow. And there are a lot of amazing philanthropic programs, but you just can't depend on goodwill to change the food system globally and get to where we need to be to address these dire environmental and health issues. So the inspiration for Matriarch really was to build a business that could pay farmers for their surplus, preserve this food into delicious, affordable, shelf-stable products, and create greater access to healthy food for all people while mitigating an environmental crisis. So we decided to focus on food service because it's where over 50% of meals in this country are eaten every day, from corporate cafeterias to healthcare to higher ed to senior living facilities. And I wanted to make as much impact as fast as possible. And saw the opportunity to address changing the food system really by addressing inefficiencies and inequities that are making people on the planet very sick. So I continue to be inspired by the people we worked with. It's really hard to believe it's only started 3.5 years ago, and here we are, part of Foodbuy.
Which is significant. So, I mean, really, if you think about it, in a way, this is a new way of sourcing, right? It's an easy way for Compass chefs and managers and our clients to meet waste reduction goals, putting flavor first, but also simultaneous impact. And Anna, you're going to want to hear this. This is how Compass Group Senior Vice President of Sustainability and Culinary, Amy Keister, describes you.
Why you're so amazing is that you're a thought leader and you saw this massive problem, two massive problems, and figured out a way to kind of bridge the gap.
And not only bridge the gap, but deliver real and measurable impact to our guests and to our clients. So, Anna, let's think about big picture. How does your product make this happen?
So our product is a great way to make sure that fresh vegetables do what they're supposed to do, which is be delicious and nourish people, not waste the water, land, labor, and other resources it takes to grow and transport them. The first product we commercialized is our upcycled vegetable broth concentrate, which is basically a pureed mirepoix with a few additional clean ingredients. And while incredibly complex to pull off, just made so much sense. It was kind of this weirdly straightforward thing. It's made from firm surplus and fresh cut remnants. That is, you know, the tops and bottoms of celery, carrots, and onions that we source from fresh cut facilities. And we had to develop the entire supply chain and food safety protocols and support documents to be able to produce this new category of ingredients that was also verifiable from an environmental perspective. The product delivers on flavor and has third-party certification from the newly formed Upcycled Food Association. So you have a great shelf-stable vegetable product made from clean ingredients that have measurable impact that are also made by a certified women-owned company.
And just to bring Amy Keister back in with a great point, all of our chefs at Compass Group care about what our clients want, right? And if sustainability and moving fast on a carbon commitment is a part of our client witty, what's important to you, then Matriarch is a solution. It absolutely can move the needle today. So let's hear from Amy again.
Your clients are saying they need to reduce their scope 3 emissions. Your clients wanting you to go carbon neutral sooner. This is the product to do it. And right now,
Anna, everything you do is with the chef in mind, right? Chef first. So you started with something simple, and you just talked about that, the nutrient-dense vegetable concentrate that reduces waste, it saves time, and it makes a positive impact. But talking to the chefs right now, what is it about your product that will really get them excited?
Yeah, I mean, really, versatility and flavor. We like to think of this product as a kind of Swiss Army knife. So in addition to being a great soup starter, it also brings flavor and body to sauces, stews, rice, and grain dishes. And the chefs we've worked with so far at Compass have been incredibly creative. They've used it to braise vegetables and meats, make salad dressings and stuff pastas. And we've seen it used in a wide variety of ethnic cuisines as well as menu items that have plant-based center-of-the-plate dishes like a jackfruit barbecue and a vegetable sancocho. I'll give you an example. Last spring, Andrew Green at Chartwell's used our product across all of his units in a signature salad dressing that's now going to become a Chartwell's national spec. And in early February this year, we're debuting a menu item with restaurant associates in New York that's going to also have table talk signs that tell the story. No chefs like to waste food, and their DNA recoils at anything being wasted. So being able to extend that mentality into purchasing easily is a win for everyone. And chefs are really excited to tell their clients that they've listened and that they can respond with measurable impact, flavor, and creativity, and that they're meeting diverse supplier goals as well.
Well, and I love that you're working directly with the chefs to create these recipes. So not only is it available to buy, but we have the chef input to build out these recipes. And I think we actually have 30 or so already built into the Compass menu database ready to create. So that is a lot. Are there any other favorites? You just mentioned a couple of really good ones. Are there any other favorites that you want to share?
And it is, you know, there are actually more than 30, and almost all of them have been developed by Compass or former Compass chefs, I'm proud to say. If I'm being pressed, I think I'd pick the vegan ramen recipe. The concentrate really works well for the broth because it's got a mushroom note that speaks to the umami needed in a good, hearty ramen. And you basically warm it up with some ginger, onions, and garlic, and then add noodles, vegetables, and tofu. Another, as I mentioned before, is a vegetarian take on a Latin sancocho. Mm-hmm. And that one has potatoes, plantains, yucca, pumpkins, tomato, and corn. And it's thick and warm, rich, plant-based entree. It's really delicious.
Okay, I'm hungry. I'm ready. That does sound delicious. And really, any unit that has a waste reduction or a sustainability goal, then using this product will help them, right? Measure the impact easily and officially, right? With metrics, you're an upside certified company. So could you just talk us through that a little bit? I mean, what does using, let's say, just one carton of concentrate, what does that mean? How does that translate into making an impact?
Yeah, well, I love the math of this. So one carton of the concentrate diverts a pound of vegetables from landfill, which in turn saves 102 gallons of water it takes to grow that food from being wasted and keeps 2.2 pounds of greenhouse gases from reaching the atmosphere. That means that one pallet diverts 1,500 pounds of vegetables from landfill and saves 80,000 gallons of water from being wasted. I hope you'll indulge me for a second while I do a little impact math, because it gets me so excited about the opportunity to really make a difference.
Absolutely.
Imagine it. 25%. I always am like looking at these numbers because I'm like, how much impact can we make? How fast and with whom? If 25% of the Compass groups and Food Buying members use just one case a week, you'd be diverting over 10 million pounds of vegetables from landfill and saving over 1 billion gallons of water every year with just this one product.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that is remarkable and something that we could all be so incredibly proud of. Wow. Okay. I love this. Let's do it. And I was actually just going to ask you, if they're already, so that's a future wow moment, right? So that's our wow goal, I think. That could very easily, it sounds like, be a reality. Looking back to getting to here today, have there been any kind of wow moments on this journey with Compass that you can share with us?
Oh, there are actually a few. It's been really such a great experience practically since the first day. We were invited to have a booth at the Compass Stop Food Waste event at the Javits Center in New York in the fall of 2019. So we are a baby company then, 2.5 years ago, literally had just pulled our first cartons off the line. And someone whispered to me that Ed Brown was coming up to our booth. And of course, I'd heard about him because, he's one of the biggest movers in the Stop Food Waste movement. And as he approached our booth, honestly, I got a little nervous because I'd also heard he was a super chaser. Mm. And you have to understand, this is like the beginning of the upcycled food movement. So we had a bit of a chat about what Matriarch was up to. And then I handed him, with practically shaking hands, like a little taster cup of the product. And I'm sure your listeners know what it's like when a chef is tasting something new, like the world becomes completely quiet. and the minute he was putting it in his mouth might've been one of the longest minutes of my life. And then he just broke out into a poem of description about the mouthfeel, the flavors, the real vegetable taste. And at that moment, I was like, okay, I think we have something here.
And I wanted to tell you, we did have a moment to talk to Ed Brown with Restaurant Associates. So let's just give a quick minute to hear from him directly.
I had the great pleasure of meeting Anna Hammond and being introduced to Matriarch Broth a few years back at a Stop Food Waste Day here in New York City at Javits Center. How appropriate that it was to meet her there. I'm a big fan of Anna and what she's doing. It's super versatile, shelf stable, and easy to use, all good things. Matriarch brings to mind for me my own grandmother, who was super thrifty and a great cook, wouldn't have wasted a scrap. Again, I'm a huge supporter. I think it has a great place in our pantry. And by the way, the fact that Anna happens to be a woman, even better.
Even better. And so you obviously met Ed Brown early on, but you also had the opportunity to work with RA during the pandemic, right? And make a pretty big impact. I think that was another wow moment for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, food service, you know, this is the spring of 2020. Food service had literally shut down all over the world, and everyone was doing what they could, you know, to survive as businesses and also to help. And we were working, Matriarch was working on a big project to turn 500,000 pounds of fern vegetables that were about to get disked under into a hearty vegetable stew for a food bank network in northern New Jersey. And I got a call from Mark Scheuer at RA, you know, could we produce a small carton of the concentrate for a big project they were doing for a client to prepare food boxes for frontline workers? And I won't go into the gory details of how we pulled that off during COVID, but in the end, we were able to provide 100,000 cartons of the upcycled vegetable broth concentrate to frontline workers in collaboration with RA during the pandemic. Being able to collaborate and have that kind of impact during one of the most challenging times in all of our lives, really something I will always remember.
Yeah, that is beautiful. I mean, that really is just so significant. And honestly, Anna, this is just, you have one product, right? So as you work with more chefs and, you know, have more products out there, I mean, what's next? Like, how big do you think Matriarch can get?
So we're really optimistic about our ability to grow, especially as we continue to deepen our relationships with forward-thinking global food service companies like Compass. This year, we're launching 4 to 6 new SKUs, including a vegan cauliflower sauce that's made from fresh-cut cauliflower remnants and whole heads of surplus cauliflower, including the stems and leaves, and also a line of upcycled foods, upcycled soups in aseptic bag and box. I mean, we have this, you know, massive supply. We have the means of production, and this is really just the beginning. And we really see a future realized quite quickly with Matriarch products being used every day in the majority of food service operations in the U.S. and then globally. So, you know, really working together, I think we can make world-changing impact here.
Well, and I know you've been working, as you mentioned, with a lot of Compass chefs on the recipes and whatnot, but you've also been working really closely with Foodbuy. So, you know, Graham Givens is Foodbuy's sustainability manager, and he just updated us that Matriarch is now included as first value-add product under the IDP umbrella, so in perfectly delicious produce, and that's a part of Compass's overall mission to reduce food waste in cafes and really throughout the supply chain. So let's just take a quick moment so everyone can hear from Graham himself, because he is very excited about this partnership.
More than excited about. I'm always happy to work with Anna. Anna and I exchange emails even on the weekends talking about how excited we are about this overall movement. So yeah, no, absolutely. And I think Foodbuy is as well, right? We have a keen interest on supporting diverse suppliers, and more importantly, supporting diverse suppliers that come with us, come to us with an already well-established sustainability message.
Well, I think Graham's enthusiasm speaks volumes about where this partnership is heading. And you were a part of the Foodbuy Diverse Supplier Accelerator program, which offers guidance and mentorship to really help you succeed, help your business grow. So as the CEO of a young company, can you tell us, like, what did that mean for your business?
Wow. Well, I can't overstate the positive impact this program has meant for Matriarch Foods. It is really, really complicated for a young company to break into a world that is mostly owned and controlled by big food. Just getting a new product onto the MOG is like a mind-melting maze. And we simply couldn't have gotten as far as we are without the supportive guidance of so many amazing people at Foodbuy, from our mentor, Forrest Buchanan, to Amy Graham, Scott Sanders, so many others. Not to mention, recently, we got like very impactful recognition. We got a shout-out from Susie Weintraub during the keynote at the Plant-Based World event last month.
Nice.
Businesses, when given a chance, outperform other structures by 63%. That's a fact. And I probably don't need to go into the stats here on the challenges, but being in the Food Bite program has been an absolute game changer for Matriarch. You know, when a company like Food Bite is investing in minority and women-owned businesses, you know, it really is going to change kind of the performance of the food system overall. Mm-hmm. I really believe that.
That's a part of the mission, right? To obviously make commercial impact, make business sense, but also to make a positive impact on the people we serve and the environments that we live in. So it's 100% making sure we have partnerships and invest in those partnerships who align with our visions. And you are a part of that. I mean, I think it's beautiful.
The more that your vendors reflect your customers, the more your customers are going to like what you have to offer. So it's a really a win for everyone.
How important is it to help tell the story to the customers, kind of behind the food, behind this product and the mission and what it represents? And then how important is it? And then how do you do it?
All of that happens, you know, in conversation with people who are, you know, cooking every day or making decisions about what's going to be bought. And I think that, you know, it really is a collaboration of getting the story out there, but also having great product, obviously. It has to taste amazing. But, you know, Compass has really ambitious goals to make positive impact through the reduction of food waste. And Scope 3 is a big one. And so, you know, a company like ours really fits perfectly, into that future agenda.
Yeah, it really does. And honestly, the best part about it is that Compass chefs and managers can start using your product today, right? I mean, it's on the order guide. The distribution and availability is literally expanding by the day. And plus, dozens of recipes are already in the database. So really, at the end of the day, as you mentioned, our in-unit chefs, they really take pride in what they do, what they serve, and they want to make meaningful contributions. So everyone listening right now, let's do this. Let's rally around Matriarch. Let's see how big of an impact that we can make together. Anna, this is just so wonderful. Thank you for sharing your time with us today.
Well, thank you for all of your support and for, you know, for digging into the questions that really are the key to everyone's success here, including making better food for people and the planet.
That's right. Oh, we're just so aligned. So thank you. We're excited to see how far we can go with this partnership.
Sky's the limit.
Our goal is to help build a more equitable and sustainable world while striving to be market leaders. By supporting the diverse business, we also support their communities. Thank you for being part of this important journey.